Hello, everyone. This is Renee Piani, international love designer and author of Get Real About Love. I have been on a quest for over 28 years, helping successful people find love, get back in the game of love, and balance love and business. Just recently, I've realized that half of the world is in the middle of breakups, shakeups, or divorces, and many of them are getting back in the game. And when you are a successful leader in business, when your relationships aren't in balance, it messes up your business life. I know it did for me as I grew my companies, and I have thousands of clients from all over the world contacting me about finding love and balancing their lives out. So today, I'm so happy and excited to share with you all of my rituals and how to stay balanced as a leader. So let's go through some of the phases of life that we're all in as leaders, right? What is it going to take for you to get back into balance? So first of all, I always ask, are you a super successful Wonder Woman or Superman? And really to take a look at how many hours that you work a week. Is this you rushing? You're always busy. People are saying, God, I can never get a hold of you. Or when you answer the phone, you sound like a frenetic, crazy person because you got to go and you have something going on and your voice tone makes people feel your stress. If you're stressed and overwhelmed and people in your life are saying, gosh, I miss you and I wish you were around more, or you don't even have people around because they stopped calling. So that's why I am here today. I myself was completely out of balance because I had this drive inside of me to do my mission, and I kept promising myself after I got to a certain level of success that I would finally slow down and find love. And guess what? It didn't happen until I was well into my 40s. And here I was running speed dating events all over the country on television every single week. And what would the producers ask? So, Renee, if you're so successful helping everyone else find love, how come you're not married? Oh my God, I used to feel so embarrassed. Here I was on NBC, CNN, and people behind the scenes would all ask me that same question. And I don't know if any of you remember Dick Clark, but I was on his show, The Other Half, 13 times. And when I did finally meet my husband and brought him on the set, everyone was shocked. So I'm here to happily share some of the things that I had to do to get real with myself and with thousands of people who I've helped successfully find love and get back into the game of love to stay more balanced and in health so that they can have the life that they want. Now, let's think about it. Do an evaluation. We only have so much time. And what are your priorities? We have your career and making money. We have your social life, love, romance, hobbies, and travel and fun. We have our eating habits and self-care and spiritual practices, I hope. And your living space, your home life, and your errands, right? And then in the midst of all of that, every single one of us is in a different type of love situation. Some are still single. Some people are out looking for love. Some people are divorced and back in the game. They're either in the middle of a breakup or a divorce, and they're getting ready to separate all of their things. They're going through emotional roller coasters, and it drives them completely crazy because they're wondering, oh my God, how can I balance my business and go through this? Or you're married, and you've been married for a long time. You may have children. You may have a relationship that just doesn't have that sparkle anymore. The passion has gone down the tubes and you're wondering, how can I juggle the kids, my dogs, the trips, my mother-in-law, the family, right? Now, all of us have some situation. So I'd like you to take a look. What is your situation right now? You need to know yourself and know and listen to what people are saying to you in your life. If you know that you're out of sync. So it's very, very important to listen to those voices in your head. We all have them. We have the part of us that shows up at these meetings on top of our game. We're on fire. We look like we have everything together. And then we're on our way home thinking, oh my God, how am I going to make my wife happy or my girlfriend or my boyfriend? They're always complaining, I don't have time. Then you have the traffic, you have the internet, you have Facebook, LinkedIn, your cell phones going off, your emails plopping in. How are we going to juggle it all and really have balance? So what happened to me, unfortunately, I was a workaholic. I was doing seminars, and I still do. I was doing rapid networking events, cocktail mixers, my rituals classes, teaching all over the world, and my body was breaking down. And I was not listening to the signs. I was being warned for the last 12 years by my physicians that my adrenals were shot and that I was eating too much sugar to keep me on fire, like many of you do, eating on the run, running around, jumping from meeting to meeting without taking care of our health. But without your health, what is it going to take for you to get real? Most of the people that come to me for coaching or guidance, they are out of balance and they know it. And they either hear me speak at a conference and they think, oh my God, you remind me of me, right? So when I wrote my book, Get Real About Love, it was my story of being a workaholic, of being a Wonder Woman, and how I would lay in bed at night and think, oh my God, I have helped so many people in my industry. When is it going to be my turn? When am I going to find this extraordinary love? So 15 years ago, that's when everything started to change. And I went back and learned that my patterns had to stop so that I could have extraordinary love and balance in my life. So now I'm excited to share some of the things that I did and talk about in my work, Getting Real About Love. I went to the most important people in my life, my sisters, my family, men that I dated, and my closest friends, and I asked them their honest opinion about how I was coming across. Now, these are the energy vibes and the way that I seemed to be living my life. They said that I was always rushing. They never felt like I was present. And men that I dated said that I came across as being someone that did not have time for love. And although they thought it was really cool how successful I was and all the fun things that I did, I never seemed to make love a priority. So that turned men off. So ladies or gentlemen, if you are out dating and you're single, you may not realize that you're talking so much about your accomplishments and your business and the excitement that that other person that's sitting across from you may feel like, wow, how would they ever fit in love? How would they ever have time to go on vacation? And when they do ask you out, you make it very difficult to make appointments. So I had that problem because I always had some fun things coming up in my business or a client that was going through a heartache, and I put people off. And as I kept putting them off and putting them off and putting them off, they stopped calling. So I would invite you to take a look at that. Ask your friends and ask them to be honest. Next, what are the common things that you say to people when they call you? Oh, I'm swamped right now. Oh, I'm overcommitted and overwhelmed. The words that you say, and then they say, well, how's everything going with your wife? Or how's it going with your dating life? And you're like, oh, I don't even want to talk about it. So the negative things that you're saying automatically, because these are people that are trying to get connected with you, they pass it on. And they go, my God, Bob is always working all the time. I don't know how he ever does it. And then people start to perceive you as someone that is rushed, we're stressed, we're overwhelmed, our relationships are crazy. Beware. This could cause business challenges as well. So how do we stay more balanced? First of all, we have to look at what's fueling you. Do you have healthy foods around every day? Especially if you're a single person. Some of us eat out, we eat on the run. We don't have alternative snacks to take to work with us because we just don't have time. We end up eating things that make us feel unhealthy and our blood sugar gets all wacky and we get cranky. So I always make food 3 to 4 days worth of it in my refrigerator, like turkey burgers and chicken and proteins and vegetables. And I pack to-go little snacks so that I have food to fuel me. So if you get called into a conference call, and then you don't have any time to eat, you always have fuel. Apples and almond butter. I always have energy bars and protein with me so that I am on top of my game. And that also goes for single people. If you're working all day and you haven't had lunch and then you get a blind date and you're getting ready to go out on a date right after work, you want to switch gears, but you haven't eaten and then you're going to go meet some stranger. You might have a cocktail and haven't eaten in 6 hours. And you could get a little drunk and say things that you don't want that person to know about you. So make sure you eat a snack. Or if you're getting ready to go to a presentation and you're having a lunch meeting and you're presenting over lunch, eat a snack before you go so you're more balanced and you're not cranky. Even on your way home, I know my husband has really long meetings and sometimes he may not eat for 6 or 7 hours. And I'm all home getting ready for romance for the evening, have everything all ready to go, getting ready to go on a date. And he comes home cranky. And I'm always telling him, I'll hand him some nuts or a piece of fruit. And I'm saying, honey, you're going to ruin the whole evening because you're very cranky. So all of us high-powered people, stay on top of your energy with the right foods and the right drinks so that you keep yourself in the zone. Next, daily rituals that you can do to keep yourself fueled in between busy meetings, right? You have to switch gears. You have to make sure that during the day you take little simple ritual breaks to keep you balanced. I do a sun recharge. I go outside of my office. I have a pool right outside and I lay out on a lounge chair and let the sun re-energize me. Or I go near the ocean or water if possible. Sometimes when I go to see clients, I'll be near a fountain or I'll be somewhere really pretty and I'll close my eyes just for 5 minutes. Sometimes even in the car, I do that. I'm always meditating, little mini meditations with positive affirmations over and over. This meeting is gonna rock. I'm ready. I'll have a little snack. I'll, you know, take a look at what I'm wearing. And this is another thing. Make sure every day when you are getting ready, if you're an entrepreneur and you're at home, sometimes we don't get dressed up as if we're going out to a professional meeting. Every day I try to dress as if maybe I'll get a client suddenly over Skype, right? And I'm in my workout clothes and I haven't done my hair. So when I get up in the morning, I try and look very presentable. So in case anything comes up, I am ready for action. So that's very important as well. So you feel attractive, you feel empowered by what you're wearing. And you never know, if you're a single person, you need to change your daily habits of doing the same routine every single day because you're not getting out of your office if you work at home to go out and connect with people. The next thing is little walks. Take a walk, take a break, go out to lunch, even if you're on your own, so that you just can give your brain a break. Or snuggle up and take a 15-minute nap. When I do that, I was told by my acupuncturist that if I put my feet up at a 90-degree angle with pillows under my feet, it calms your adrenal system. Do deep breathing for 10 minutes and it will rejuvenate you to get back up and get back in the game. Now, what do you do when you're out of balance with romance? So now that you've eaten well, now that you have kept in balance during the day, giving yourself little energy breaks, how do you switch gears at the end of the day? How can you take off your Wonder Woman cape or your Superman cape and get into sync with your partner or getting ready to go out on dates? Number one, this is really key. After I work all day and I'm teaching and speaking, I feel so amped. And sometimes my husband is relaxed when I get home. So I have to try and get in sync with his energy. And we're not in the same energy. Or he comes home and I'm all relaxed. So we have a ritual where we give each other 15 to 20 minutes of space. I literally go upstairs. I take off my costume of the day, right? I put it aside. And this is one of my favorite rituals. If I'm in a little bit of a hurry because we're getting ready to go somewhere or he's waiting for me, I get in the shower and I mix sea salt with some type of coconut or olive oil with a little bit of an essential oil and I create my own body scrub. Now you must try this. It's amazing. And gentlemen, this will soften your skin. So a lot of guys go, I'm not going to do that. But I tell you, if you do, it will make you feel, your body will feel like butter, and you will scrub off all the stress of the day. You get in the shower and you take a hand, you keep a little mixture in a little plastic container, take a scoop of it, rub it between your hands, and go to the top of your left shoulder and scrub your arms with this mixture, and then take your hands and strip from your shoulder all the way down to your palms and strip the day off 3 times on both sides. Then go down the center of your body doing circular motions with this sea salt over your chest, over your stomach, over your hips, and then strip your body like it's like you're pulling out all the stress. Do it to your lower back with this scrub, and then your legs, and you strip your legs 3 times. So you're doing 3 times swiping, like you're swiping off the day, almost like on Tinder, how you swipe. You're swiping off the day, right? And then put your head under the water and imagine the water going through the top of your head and literally draining out all the thoughts in your mind, and you're letting go all of the stress, and it's going down the drain. And then you'll get out of the shower 5 minutes later and your whole body will be soft. You'll feel refreshed and you can put something comfortable on that makes you feel attractive and go down and get back into the zone with your mate. I'm telling you, if you just come in and you take off your clothes and you rush downstairs, taking that 10 minutes just to switch gears will really make a difference. And sometimes you might not be in the mood. You know your partner's in the mood for some sex that night. So I sometimes have to look at myself in the mirror and I go, you know what? I haven't seen him for a couple of days. He is my husband. I want to try and get myself into the love zone, right? And I talk to myself like I'm not myself. It is a riot, but it's fun. And I get myself into that space. And sometimes after the shower, it makes your whole energy switch. And then of course, after eating and relaxing for a little while, you'll relax and be able to get back into the romance zone. Next would be to write your to-do list before you go downstairs so that you're not thinking about work. That's my other biggie that I have to do, because sometimes I'm thinking I have to do this, 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 and this. So I write it all down, put it on a list, and leave it upstairs. The other thing that I do is make it a no phone zone. I turn off my computers, I turn off my phones so that I am totally present with my husband. And if either one of us doesn't do that, or if I'm with friends, I go out with girlfriends, we all look at each other, we all have our phones, we might take a little picture of where we are, and then one of us, or many of us, I usually start it and say, let's turn off our phones, unless there's some type of an emergency, so that we can be fully present. The same thing if you're single and you go on dates. If you have a phone on that table when you are on a date, you are not present on the date, and the person might just not even keep you around. It is very, very important, unless you're a single parent out on a date, that you need to keep your phone. You have to turn off and be present with whoever you are, wherever you are. It's all about connecting. Now, for people that are disconnected from their partners, it's very important to reconnect by letting them know that you are aware that you are out of balance. And what I have done, and sometimes my husband will do, when we get out of sync, I will sit with him and I make sure it's all about the timing of when we talk. It's the tone of the voice that I present the talk. I say, sweetheart, I really want to have a conversation with you. And I touch him. I usually put my hands right on his beautiful face and I'll say, we are out of sync and I need to connect with you. When can we carve out time for this? Because I miss you. Instead of saying, you know what? We never talk anymore. This is ridiculous. We need to talk. I feel so disconnected. And now you want to connect? Forget it. You are going to break the bond that you have with your partner. And over time, when you're married for a long time, sometimes you just assume that this person is just going to understand your busyness. They get hurt. I know I was. My husband was working for an international company, was on the phone until 10 and 11 o'clock at night, even on Sunday nights. We mark out certain nights to be our sacred time alone. So I advise you to do that, whether you have children, Whether you're single, dating somebody that's busy, you have to have certain nights that become your sacred time alone so that you can really, really connect. And in my classes, I show people how to do anchoring and using the tone of your voice and touching to really make you feel connected to your partner. So I hope that you will use some of these tools. The other thing, ladies and gentlemen, is cooking. Now, I'm Italian and I come from a catering family, but I am restricted on some of the things that I eat. But when I cook the most delicious soups and beautiful desserts, and I make dinner presentable in a beautiful way on certain nights. And it makes my husband feel so romanced. So men, cook for your wife. Women, cook for your lovers. It's very important to use food as a connecting point. Because, you know, in Italy, when I went over to Italy, they were saying, and this is so funny, all the Italians would say, "You Americans, that's all you do is work. We take a break during the day, 2 hours. We come home, we eat lunch, we take a nap, we make love, and then we come back to work." So we should take on this philosophy of taking time for love every single day so that you can connect, whether you're single or not. And I advise all single people that are out there, you need to carve out time in your schedule as a VIP appointment for you to take breaks when people, single people, are out. There are so many places to meet amazing, dynamic partners that are at your level. But those people usually get done work between 7 o'clock in the evening, and many of the single men and women are out getting something to eat at really high-end places on their way home. So you need to break your patterns of doing the same thing every day, the same routine, the same gym nights, and break up your schedule so that you can carve out time to meet people. So these are just some of my rituals that I do. And of course, taking time out to get a mentor so that you can really look at your patterns. So I'm going to do a recap. You're going to look at what you're eating. You're going to unwind your day. You are going to connect with friends and ask them their opinions. You are going to take time to reflect on your life. These are just some of my favorite rituals, but there's so much more to learn. I hope these have inspired you and that they will help you to have more energy, more success, more love, more sex, and a lot of sizzle in your life. Please check out all of my speaking engagements and classes and coaching on my website, because this is my passion to help you have an extraordinary life. You also may want to pick up my book, Get Real About Love, The Secrets to Opening Your Heart to Find True Love, so that it can set you on a step-by-step path to find extraordinary love or tune up the one you have. It's available on Amazon, Audible, and Kindle online. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm here to support any of you that may need my help, or perhaps you have a friend. Stay in touch, and I would love to hear your feedback, and I can't wait to hear the level of success you reach by taking care of you first and the ones you love.